Islamic Revolution leader cautions against U.S. trickery in nuclear talks. Iraqi army and volunteer forces fight for full liberation of Tikrit. Also tonight, Madison citizens stage peaceful demonstration against police violence. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful. Good evening from Tehran. You're watching World News on Jami Jam Network. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has cautioned Iran's nuclear negotiators of U.S. deceit in Iran and P5 plus one talks. Ayatollah Khamenei said in a meeting with members of the Assembly of Experts that U.S. officials always toughen their tone just before mutually accepted deadlines to realize their objectives. Ayatollah Khamenei also rejected ludicrous claims that Iran supports terrorism. The leader said such allegations by the Zionist regime of Israel and some U.S. officials come as Washington both supports Daesh terrorists and the Zionist regime, which the latter openly acknowledges committing acts of terror. Ayatollah Khamenei also described the recent letter by U.S. senators to Iran as a sign of collapsing political ethics in the U.S. The leader said the senators claim their next government will not stay committed to any nuclear agreement with Iran, which goes against internationally accepted norms. The leader further underlined Iran knows how to enter an agreement that Washington cannot breach. Ayatollah Khamenei then turned to the Islamophobia campaign by arrogant powers and Zionists, stressing everyone needs to present true Islam to the world. The leader said international bullies fear political Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei added, claims that Iran needs to change its behavior, not its Islamic system, are only a plot to prevent Iran from implementing true Islam that would, in effect, change the Islamic nature of the government in Iran. Meanwhile, the leader hailed election of Ayatollah Mohammad Yazdi as the chairman of the Assembly of Experts as a good and appropriate choice. The Iraqi army and volunteer forces are advancing into Tikrit on several fronts, forcing ISIL militants to fall back to the city center. Soldiers and local forces have reportedly retaken areas and key sites in the north, south and west, including a police headquarters and a hospital. An official says 75% of the city is now under government control. It is the biggest offensive against ISIL terrorists mounted by the government since the Takfiri group captured large parts of the country last June. And now let's have a quick look at some of their stories in brief.
Iranian Assyrians have condemned the international community's indifference over the crimes committed by the ISIL terror group in Iraq and Syria. Gathering in front of the UN office in Tehran, the Assyrians also in a statement called for an emergency meeting to be held by the UN National Security Council to do all it can to help free those Assyrians held captive by the Takfiris. Daesh has taken hostage 350 Assyrians. The Islamic Republic of Iran has for the first time organized a meeting dedicated exclusively to the Iranian women's lives on the sidelines of the 59th session of the Commission on the Status of Women underway at UN headquarters in New York. Presiding over the meeting, Iran's Vice President for Women and Family Affairs, Shahin Dokht Mollaverdi, briefed the participants on the advancements achieved in empowering Iranian women in the society to promote their participation in power structures and decision-making positions. She also elaborated on government strategies and efforts to increase women's access to economic resources. Lord Speaker of British House of Lords, Frances Gertrude Claire D'Souza, says Britain is seeking expansion of ties with Iran. Speaking in a meeting with an Iranian parliamentary delegation in London, the Speaker also pointed to the significance of boosting friendship as well as parliamentary relations between Tehran and London. Head of the Iranian delegation, Abbas Ali Mansouri, for his part, said the two sides should not remain in the past, adding efforts should be made to remove misunderstandings. And locally manufactured heavy tractors have rolled off the production line in Tabriz's heavy machinery factory northwest of Iran. The heavy tractors are designed to be powered by engines with a minimum rating of 150 horsepower. They are suitable for plowing deep on hard surface. According to the Agriculture Ministry, the country is in demand of 150,000 sets of the equipment. The city exports its products to nearly 30 countries.
Welcome back. Hundreds of people have taken to the streets of the U.S. city of Madison to protest a shooting of an unarmed biracial man by a white police officer. The protesters blocked traffic for nearly an hour, but otherwise maintained the demonstrations peaceful, calling for justice by the judicial system.
I want to be able to make a change. I don't want my son to have died in vain. I want us to be able to make change and do it peacefully.
We must unite and we must end this unjust killing of black lives today.
Yes.
So we are here. We are here. We are here to tell the police of the city that we won't stop. We are here to tell the elected officials of the city that we won't stop. We're here to tell the mayor of the city that we won't stop.
Yes.
We're here to tell the governor of the city that we won't stop. We're here to tell the president of the United States that we won't stop.
I don't think the justice system is fair, and I agree with these students for protesting today.
And into the world of sports, and the 23rd week of Iran Football Premier League opened Thursday with Naft of Tehran beating Esteghlal 1-0 to top the rankings table. Naft's 80th minute winner raised its points to 45 and gave the club a single point lead over Traktor Slezy of Tabriz. Traktor Slezy is now second after it thrashed host Rahan of Tehran 3-0 with two of its goals scored in the 85th and 87th minutes. Tabriz's other representative, Gostarish Fulad, also secured a surprise 3-1 victory against its powerful guest, Fulad of Khuzestan. Gostarish Fulad scored twice in the first half, including early in the ninth minute. Meanwhile, Persepolis of Tehran settled for a 2-2 draw in an away match against Naft of Master Suleiman, with the latter gaining its equalizer late in the 93rd minute.
حمید بوحمدان فرصت داره که نفتی ها و توی دروازه دقیقه 6 قدم توپو رد می‌کنه.